Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented to you by Reverend Bright Nkrumah, the senior pastor of the Lycos International Church, Bronx North. He is an anointed pastor and teacher of the Word of God, affecting many lives. Now get ready to be transformed by this anointed message.
Holy Spirit, we yield to you. Spirit of the living God, have your way. Speak to us this afternoon. Touch our hearts. Change us. Where we are sick, let your hand reach us and restore and heal. Every disease that walk in into your house, Lord, we leave them at the foot of your cross. And we go out with strength, healed and restored. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of heaviness we cast down at the feet of your cross. Oh Jesus, have your way amongst us. Touch us where we are weak. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands together for the Lord and please be seated. Amen. We want to continue with our message on Victory Secret. Victory Secret. And this afternoon we are sharing on the secret of reading, hearing, and keeping. The secret of reading. Say reading.
Reading.
Say it's my thing.
It's my thing.
Say reading,
reading
is my thing. Hearing. Say, I can hear. And keeping. Say, I can keep what is given me. Amen. So the secret of reading, hearing, and keeping. Amen. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 1 and the first verse. We're reading to verse 3. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. It says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servant things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Hallelujah. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Hallelujah. Now we are seeing here in this scripture that a great blessing comes to anyone who is given a revelation. If you are given a revelation, it means God intends for a great blessing to come your way. Hallelujah. So you must pray that God will bless you with revelation. Amen. Now to receive the blessing of revelation, you see, you have to understand, I am saying to receive the blessing of revelation. Amen. Not to receive revelation, but to receive the blessing of revelation, there are some things that you must do. Hallelujah. Revelation will come to you, but to receive the blessing of revelation, there are certain things that you must do. Amen. And God will change your life when you receive his wisdom. When the wisdom of God comes into your life is changed. Hallelujah. So, we want to look at three things. How the blessing of revelation can come to you. How many of you want to know?
I want to
just for a short time, we're going to share about three things from this scripture, how the blessing of revelation can come to you. Number one, the blessing of a revelation comes to you by hearing. Amen. Say hearing.
Hearing.
It says, blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy. Amen. Blessed is he or they that hear. Amen. Amen. Proverbs 1 and verse 5, it says, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. You will hear and you increase learning. Hallelujah. Every time you are hearing something, you are increasing in learning. Amen. Are you listening? Every time you hear something, you are increasing in learning. Whenever you hear something, there is an opportunity to hear something that you didn't know before or something that you have never heard before. And it may be good or bad, but you need to hear. You need to hear the bad to stay away from it, to abstain from it. Are you listening to me? So, for instance, if there is a talk on cigarette smoking, you can close your eyes up and say, I don't need to hear this because I don't smoke. Do you understand? Because they may talk about secondary smoking, a passive smoker. Do you understand what that means? That is the person who has never put a cigarette in his or her mouth, but is a smoker anyway. Say, what a shock. Yeah. And people have been diagnosed with cancer this way. Are you listening? So whenever you hear something, you are increasing in learning. And a wise person never closes his ears or her ears from hearing. That's what the scripture says. It says, a wise man will hear. That means the fools are the ones who say, we don't need it. But a wise man will hear and will increase learning. Hallelujah. So a revelation is the greatest blessing that you can ever have in your life. It's the greatest blessing. Amen. One revelation from God. One revelation. Just one revelation can change your life. Hallelujah. May you receive that revelation that brings transformation and a change in your life. One revelation. Revelation is to have knowledge of something that you didn't know or many other people do not know. It's revealed to you. That means it was hidden. Are you listening? That means it was hidden. And when it's revealed to you, it brings a breakthrough. When something is revealed to you that is not revealed to many others, you have a step ahead of them. Isn't that so?
Yes.
Everyone must yearn to receive a revelation from God. Everyone. Revelation is not only for pastors and for ministry. But everyone must yearn to receive a revelation from God. And we are saying that one of the things that must happen to receive the blessings of a revelation from God is through what? Hearing. It's through hearing. Hallelujah. Every revelation carries a mighty blessing with it. Every revelation. So the great revelation that transformed the life, for instance, of our father, the bishop, you know, which many of you may have heard, came to him through hearing. He said it came to him through hearing. When in 1988, he was a medical student in his final year. I want you to listen to this point very carefully, especially the students and graduates and workers. He says, in 1988, I was a medical student in my final year. One night, whilst praying, I had a great revelation. You see, listen to what he describes as a great revelation. Amen. He said the revelation was simple. It said, from today, you can teach. That was it. This is what he's describing as a great revelation. He says, I heard a voice in the room say, from today, you can teach. God revealed to me that he had given me the gift of teaching. He also revealed to me that the gift will be in operation from that day. Because the voice said, from today, you can teach. Is somebody listening?
Yes.
He said, I heard this simple statement. From today, you can teach. Amen. He says, that revelation changed my whole life. Can you imagine? From today, you can teach. Change someone's whole life. Amen. It says, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy. They that hear. Amen. So he said, instead of being excited that I was finishing medical school in a few months, I was now excited that I was anointed to teach the word of God. I want you to listen. Here is a medical student in a final year, gone for one of the last rotations, clinical rotations. And he's excited to be called now a doctor, a medical doctor. Are you listening? And in his prayers, as he's praying as a Christian, he hears the voice, he hears the words, from today you can teach. From today you can teach. That's all. And he says, this is what changed my life. He wasn't excited about finishing to become a doctor and focusing on that. But he hears this voice. Whether it was a real voice that he heard or whatever it was, he believed in it. And he accepted this as a revelation from God. Perhaps you have finished school and you are excited about this new job. Are you listening?
Yes.
And a certain amount of money that you have never received before or you have never seen before is now coming your way. You are receiving a certain check that you have never cashed before, never thought of it. And you are excited. And from week to week or bi-weekly, you are looking forward to the church. And then as you were taking a shower, as you were praying, perhaps God was talking to you about joining the choir. And God said, from today you can sing. As you were just singing in your shower, you hear a voice and says, from today you can sing. Or something occurs to you, or something that you heard in the church as a hearing. Are you listening? But you are now so engrossed with this new job and new check and all the dreams that come with this new job. Are you listening? And so this new revelation that is coming to you, you brush it aside. This choir thing is too small for me, for where I am now. Cleaning the church, me, now. He said, from today, you are a cleaner in the church. He said, come on. And you think the devil is talking to you to take you back. I used to clean the church, and now I have finished school, I have a degree, and the devil wants to take me back. You see, he says, you are finished. You are a doctor. You are going to treat people. You are going to listen to people's hearts and make diagnosis. Listen to people's chest and stomach. Feel people and make diagnosis and prescribe. Not to teach. To from today, you can teach. You see, you are expecting to hear that on this new job, you are going to be made a supervisor. You are expecting to hear that on this new job, you are going to be elevated. You are going to administration. And now you are seeking to do now your master's and to do your MBA. That is what you are expecting. Amen. And so you brush aside this revelation. But that is how the things of God are. That is how the things, he says, as simple thing as from today you can teach. From today you can teach. Five words. Five simple words. And he says, this is what transformed my life. This is what transformed my life. Amen. He says, when God gave me the revelation that I could teach his word, it came along with a worldwide ministry. A worldwide ministry. It came along with a salary. It came along with a house, with cars, with employees, and everything that I would ever be from this small revelation. From this small revelation, not that you are going to be a cardiothoracic surgeon, it would have been obvious. But that is how the things of God are. In the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 13 and verse 31, Matthew chapter 13 and verse 31, the Bible says, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed. The kingdom of heaven, things pertaining to God, things pertaining to the kingdom of God is compared to a grain of mustard seed. And it says, in case you don't know what is a grain of mustard seed, it says, which a man took and sowed in his field. It says, a grain of mustard seed, which indeed is the least of all seeds, is the smallest of all seeds, the beginning of the kingdom of God. This is what it's compared to. If you cannot open your eyes to the revelations of God that come in small packets, that come in insignificant things, you will never grow with the Lord. He says, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it's grown, say when it's grown. Say when it is grown, and it will grow. There is nothing with God that is stagnant, that stays. It will grow. He says, and when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof, a size of a mustard seed. That is how the things of God are. Amen. So when the Lord is calling you to do something, you may put it aside. And you can be told over and over again, do this. Do this. And it's hearing. And just to accept that this is a revelation. That you are running with it. But you are so focused on something that you think is going to make you great. Perhaps this is where your breakthrough lies. This small revelation. Now you are a cleaner in the church. It says, from today, clean the church. You know, it may have occurred to you that you have gone to the church toilet and you have felt that from today I should be taking care of, or the church should be cleaner, or this place should be cleaner. It may have occurred to you before. That is a revelation from God. Amen. That is a revelation from God. You know, in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16 and verse 14. 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 14. It says, the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. Verse 15. It says, and Saul's servant said unto him, behold, now an evil spirit from God troubleth thee. Let our Lord now command thy servant, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is cunning player on an harp. Do you see? It says, now the Spirit of God was troubling Saul, And the servant around Saul spoke to him and said, "Let the king send us to find a man in your kingdom, someone who can play a harp, someone who can play music, someone who can sing. Find someone among the choir who can sing, such that," he says, "someone who can play and harp. And it shall come to pass, when the evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well." Amen. You know, God has a way of doing his things. And he ordains things. And he sets things in motion when he wants things to be done. When God wanted to replace Saul, this is the path that he's going through. Are you listening? This is the path that he's going through. And you need to be identified. You are the replacement for Saul. You need to be identified. You need to be trained. You need to be groomed in the palace. You need to be prepared. Are you listening? But you see, your life does not fit that position at all. Are you listening? Your life does not fit that position at all. You never thought of yourself as being the husband of this man, or being the wife of this person. You never thought of yourself as that, or being the head of this company. But God has plans. He says, "The plan that I have of you, his plans are different from your plans." Are you listening? And the path that he intends to take you is not the same path that you have chosen. Then your plans would have been like his plans. So God now wants to replace Saul with someone. And look at how he goes about it. He says, now the servant, Saul's servant, says to him, "Let's find someone who can play a song. Let's bring that person into the palace, that when he plays, the spirit will leave you." So now, the next verse. "And Saul said unto his servants, provide me now a man that can play well and bring him to me." A man that can do what? Play well and bring him to me. Bring him to the palace. Then answered one of the servants, and said, "Ah, I know a certain guy. I know a certain woman. I went to the church and I saw the way this lady was cleaning the house of God, where she's not paid. I saw how she has taken this so seriously and play and just going about and cleaning the place and polishing the place, wiping the pulpits, moving things, looking around. And I sat there and I watched." The king is looking for someone to marry. You are looking for someone to marry. "I know a certain woman. She doesn't have the comeliness. She doesn't have this. But when I saw how she took the house of God, how she was managing the house of God, I know a certain woman to recommend to you." The servant says, behold, "I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing." Perhaps, you know, God has revealed to David to just play the harp. Just play the harp. And David could have brushed it aside and said, "How does that make me a great shepherd boy? How does that make me a great graduate? Just playing the harp." Is somebody listening to me? That you're playing the keyboard, or playing drums, or singing in the choir, or moderating the service, perhaps it's your greatest breakthrough. It is that which God is going to use to make you a great man. I see how he follows his parents when they are coming to church, seriously, carrying sometimes his father's Bible or bag and coming. I see this young man. Who is that? He says, I know this guy that just plays when we are following the sheep in the fields.
And he says, he's cunning in playing. I want you to listen to his accolades and his CV. He says, he's cunning in playing and a mighty valiant man. You see, we are not saying that you are not a graduate. We are not saying that you have not finished college. We are not saying that you are not now a medical doctor or a lawyer or a nurse. We are not saying that. We know you are. But we know one thing about you also, that you are a cleaner in the church. That doesn't seem to be so relevant to people. But when God wants to bless you, his revelation, the beginning, there are insignificant things. The things that appear to be insignificant, that is what God uses. He says, a valiant man and a man of war. He's a man of war. Is that what Saul was looking for? Was Saul looking for a man of war to come to his palace? He says he's a man of war. It's not that you are not beautiful. That's not what we are talking about. We are not saying you are not strong. We are not saying you are not muscular. We are not saying you are not macho. You are. But you can clean the church. You can sing in the choir. Is somebody listening? And it may have occurred to you as you are sitting and the choir is singing. He says, and a prudent man in matters. That means he's wise. He's smart. You see, prudent in matters. And a comely person. That means he's good looking. He's good looking. And the Lord is with him. And the Lord is with him. So all these things God has given him. Are you listening? All these things God has given him. But what is going to be his breakthrough? What is bringing him to the palace? What has now caused him to be invited to be with the king, to learn kingship and to learn how to manage a nation? It is his playing the harp. Playing the harp. Playing the harp. That is a breakthrough. He said, I heard, from today, you can teach. From today, you can teach. And he was not excited about finishing school and now becoming a doctor, but that he can do something for God. He can preach the word of God. Amen. I hope somebody is listening to what I'm sharing. He says, and it matters, and comely person, and the Lord is with him. And the Lord is with him. The Lord is with him. Amen. Amen. Be mindful of the insignificant things that you have heard. You have heard, and they have told you, oh, sing in a choir. Why don't you sing in a choir? You heard it. Why don't you join? Why don't you? Right now, I'm looking for a group of people who want to take it their responsibility to clean the church. You are hearing this. If you want to be a part of this, at the end of the service, give your name to Pastor Chani. I'm looking for people who want to make it, perhaps this is your revelation, people who want to make it their responsibility to ensure that the church is clean at all times, all the rooms. Now we don't have too many rooms. It's clean at all times. Perhaps this is your breakthrough. Amen. God bless you. Amen. So they came. The man was in the field playing the harp. And he says, I heard he's like this, he's like that. He has all of this, but he can play. And that is what was needed. That is what brought him with this playing of the harp. All of these things, man of war, prudent in matters. He was a great king, made already. Look, you are a great wife, but for you to be identified, someone going to sit here and say, who is that lady? Reverend, who was that lady that was singing in a choir? Who is that lady? Perhaps your voice is not the best. Do you understand? but you are identified. You'll be identified. And God wants to use that to be a breakthrough. Amen.
Amen.
Who was that guy that was playing the keyboard? Oh, it's one of our children. He's in school. He wants to become an accountant. Wow. Can I have his number? Can I have his number? Is somebody listening to me? He says that from today, you can teach. That is what has built a worldwide ministry. Bible school. One of the best in the world today. One of the largest producing pastors in the world today. Evangelistic ministry. The largest in the world today. From today, you can teach that someone did not neglect or overlook. Anyway, our time is almost up, but let me. So don't ever trivialize or minimize the power of receiving revelation through hearing. Hallelujah. Number two, I said I was going to give you 3 points. Number two, the blessing of revelation comes to you by reading. The blessing of revelation comes to you by reading. The scripture says, blessed is he that readeth. Blessed is he that reads. That's what simple language means. The person who is a reader is blessed. Amen. So the blessing of revelation can also come through reading. Hallelujah. Reading gives a deeper and clearer understanding of a revelation. That is what reading does. It gives you details of a revelation and the mature appreciation of a revelation that you need to move from hearing and reading. When you have the ability to read, when you have the opportunity to read. And many people don't like reading. Many people don't like reading. You know yourself. But we see from this scripture, are you listening?
Yes,
that a powerful revelation from God can come to you through reading. A powerful revelation can come to you through reading. He said, blessed is he that readeth. So reading gives you the opportunity to receive the revelation at your pace. You see, for the hearing, you can come by, say something, or hear something, and it's gone. It satisfies your soul. It gives you the excitement. It gives you the joy. And then it's gone. But reading, you can ponder and you can receive the revelation at your pace. This morning, for a short period, I read something and it gave me a great revelation. I just pick up the book Art of Leadership and I just open a page. And I read something and a great revelation. You see, every time you read something, you are going to receive something. Now, the scripture is saying that your blessing can come through the revelation that comes by reading. So you who does not like reading, how do you receive this revelation? If God has placed your breakthrough, your revelation in reading, because we are talking about 3 things. We have talked about 1, hearing. Perhaps you may not hear a voice. Perhaps you may not hear something in a preaching. But it will be something that you are supposed to read. Is somebody listening to me? It says, blessed is he that readeth. So ask your neighbor, how are you going to receive the revelation of reading since you are not a lover of reading? Amen. And finally, the blessing of revelation comes to you by keeping it. The blessing of revelation comes to you by keeping it. Amen. By keeping the revelation. By holding on to the revelation. Amen. And many of you, the revelation comes to you, but you don't keep it. You don't hold on to it. Are you listening? He says, blessed is he that readeth, and those that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. You keep them. You keep them. You keep the revelation. Wow. So the blessing of revelation is coming to you through keeping. It had come through hearing, reading. Now you have to keep it. You have to keep the revelation that has come to you. So the word keep, to keep something, speaks of protection. You keep it. You know, when something is important to you, you keep it. You see, women keep their jewelry. Are you listening? They keep their jewelry. Some women, when they are making a long trip, they take their jewelry and put it in some bank protective safe, you know, because it's important to them. Is somebody listening? So to keep means to protect. It means to guard something properly by keeping your eye on it. You keep your eye on it. That is, you are protecting it. Hallelujah. And to provide a fortress with full military protection. Wow. That means the thing is very important to you. That you keep full military protection. Amen. So revelation is so important that it deserves full military protection. That is how it must be to you. That from today you can teach, you need to keep it. From today you can sing, you need to keep it. From now you are a cleaner in the church, keep it. It's a great revelation. Let it be in your heart. Let it be treasure. Look, the things of God, if he reveals to you and you don't value it, he stops revealing to you. He stops revealing to you. But Reverend, how would I know that it was God? He says, you cannot please him without faith. The fact that you are having faith in this and holding on to it, that from today you can teach, is from you. And I'm treasuring it and I'm keeping it. You put your faith in God and you please God and he rewards you. Are you listening? That this is what you were taught and this is what you heard. This is what, I remember one time Reverend told me to do this. You have not taken it seriously. I have assigned you to do something, but you have not taken it seriously. There are other things that are more important to you. Perhaps your breakthrough is in that thing that you heard. And I said, do this. Perhaps that is where your breakthrough is. But you are struggling so many areas, trying to do this, trying that, doing this, looking out for this, looking out for that. The little thing that you were told to do, that's your breakthrough. That's your breakthrough. It says, because entire ministries are birthed through revelation. So revelation is seen as a very dangerous thing to the devil. And he fights it. He fights that you trivialize the revelation. He fights that you magnify it and protect it. He fights it. He takes it away from you. Oh, you were just daydreaming. Oh, it's nothing. You know, some of you have heard a voice before. You have heard a voice, and then you turn around. Did I hear something? And then you went about just giving medications to patients and cleaning and doing this and doing that. You heard clearly God was telling you something. But, let me finish my notes. And so I go home on time. You know, you don't spend time to ponder over what you heard because you don't value revelation. I hope somebody understands what I'm sharing. So the enemy fights it and fights the revelation that you trivialize it. And as time goes by, people tend to water down revelation that has been revealed to them. You water it down. You shut it off. And you minimize its value. It is important to protect the ideas and revelations that God has given to his church. And how can we do this? So how? Ask yourself, how can we do this? How can we protect the revelation? Quickly, number one, the first way to keep a revelation is to hear it again and again. Is to hear it again and again. Amen. So repeatedly hearing and repeatedly reading protects the revelation from going away. You hear it again and you hear it again. Some of you should listen to this message again. But there are some of you, you have never listened to a message twice ever in your life. When you listen to something and something ministers to you, it is something that you want to hear and hear and hear and hear again. Amen. Last week I was sharing some things with you. Some of you, your longevity and your joy and your happiness depends on that message. And you should hear it and hear it. You are sad all the time. You are unhappy all the time. You are stressed all the time, depressed all the time. And that's your breakthrough. Fighting all the time. Everything, you are angry. No peace. Are you listening? No peace. And then when you are so overwhelmed, you say you are going on vacation and then you buy a ticket to another country which starts with a G. That's not vacation. That's not vacation. So you hear and you keep. Amen. You hear and you keep. Some of you receive revelation. This is the man. This is the woman. You have married the man. You have married the woman. You are not doing anything to keep. Nothing. This is your breakthrough. And no value for the great breakthrough that the Lord revealed to you. Say, this is he. This is she. And you are not doing anything to keep. You see? Oh. Everything. Oh, clear off. No value. No value. Are you listening? No value. You have no value for what was revealed to you as you prayed and the Lord revealed to you. You see, the Lord's revelation, if it's going to be a blessing, I am talking about blessing of revelation. One of the ways is to keep the revelation. Keep the revelation. By the way you are going about things, you are driving out the revelation. Kicking out the revelation. You're watering it down. Ah, you are home. You are home. Like that. Can't even turn to look. You are home. Okay. Or you don't even say, oh, honey, I'm home. And then you say in your head, and so. You say in your head. You didn't say it. You're saying in your head. No value for the revelation. No value. You see, he looks so insignificant. Or she looks like so insignificant. Today she's looking like that. Today she's looking like that. Today he's looking like that. But this is your breakthrough. And until you have value to protect this revelation that God has given to you. Oh. See, the blessing of revelation. The blessing of revelation. The blessing of revelation. You know, they said it. You know, she said, oh, so my birthday, you couldn't even buy me a car. You won't say it. You won't say it aloud. Birthday. What is the use of a card? Waste of money. Flowers. You see, you won't say it. But in your heart, you are trivializing it. No value for the great revelation. If you prayed about him or you prayed about her and God gave you, it's a revelation. And it says, blessed is he that came, the one that comes in the name of the Lord. It came in the name of the Lord. When you welcome it and you receive it, until you say, until you have value for it. Amen. So number one is to keep hearing and hearing and hearing again. Hallelujah. Hearing and hearing and hearing again. Amen. So you may hear a revelation and you may read a revelation, but if you do not keep it by repetitively hearing it or reading it, it will slip away from you. It will slip away from you. You have to intentionally hear it and hear it and hear it and let it stay and keep it. Hallelujah. The second way to keep a revelation is by writing it down. Writing it down. If a revelation comes to you, write it down. Amen. These days, people have stopped writing notes in church. Revelation comes to you, but you don't write it. You know, sometimes the preacher is preaching, and something ministers to you in particular. Something, you have to write it down, because it's passing by. It's a hearing. Revelations 1:19, it says, write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Write them down. Write them down. Amen. That's why books are very important. They carry revelations that came and is written down. Hallelujah. Some of you get dreams. The Lord gives you revelation in dreams. One of the greatest ways that God gives revelation is through dreams. And you have no value for the dreams. You don't write them down. When the Lord gives you a revelation in a dream, you wake up, write it down. Because if you don't, it will go away. It will go away. Do you understand? And if it's a revelation, it's a revelation for you. Keep it. Pray about it. Treasure it. And because you don't do that, you realize these days you don't dream. Have you realized that? You don't dream. You don't dream. You have not shown the Lord any value for his revelations. He loved you so much. He gave you vivid dreams, secrets, revealed things to you that will happen, and they happened, and you saw them, and you can conclude that these were from the Lord, but you had no value for them, never wrote any single one of them down, and now the dreams have stopped. True or not true? You know yourself. So at this point, write it down. 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 That is how come we have the Bible. Things written down. Revelations that have been written down. That now they are blessing us. That is how come we know about all the things the Lord did with Abraham, Isaac, David, Jacob. We know about all of these things. We know about the creation, how the world was created. There's no other book that has that. Great revelations. Amen. So unguarded revelations leak away and is found no more. Dreams that you don't guard, they leak away and you don't find them anymore. Amen. Is somebody listening to me? And finally, the third way to keep a revelation is by obeying what has been revealed to you. Obeying what has been revealed to you. You see, make sure you follow and obey the revelation God gives you. Obey it. If God says, this is what you are doing now, obey it. Don't, in the house of God, don't let anything to be too small for you. Because you are now what? Don't let anything to be too small for you. In the house of God. Make sure you follow and obey the revelation. It says, when I received the revelation that I could teach the word of God, I began to teach and preach. I have tried to obey the revelation and walk in it. Through teaching and preaching, many churches have been established. And the revelation is spreading. It's going on. A ministry is spreading. It's going on. From a simple revelation that from today you can teach. What has the Lord told you? What voice have you heard? Think back. What voice did you hear that you turn around? Say, I think I heard something and there was nothing. Sometimes during a prayer meeting, you hear something. And then you turn around. It has nothing to do with what we were praying, but you heard something. That is a revelation. Write it down. And obey it. Amen. How many of you are going to take your revelation seriously and obey them? May the Lord bless you.
Rise to your feet as we bring the service to a close. Father, we are grateful and thankful. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for speaking to our hearts, revealing to us, Lord, what is missing concerning revelation in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Holy Spirit, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by this powerful message. Come worship with us at the Lycos International Church, 1810 Randall Avenue, Bronx, New York, at 2 p.m. every Sunday. God bless you.